Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. As Sip pointed out this morning on the way in, it is very dark outside, so this is more Bill's type of weather. Not bright at 6 in the morning, not bright at 9 p.m. We're getting closer to your time, Bill. We're getting very close to your favorite
Look
time.
At it. Look
Every
at
day,
it. Look
a day
at it,
closer.
Bill. It's glorious.
You know what I'm looking forward to? We celebrated it on the when things started to turn, but I think the next day of celebration is going to be the shortest day of the year as far as sunshine.
It'll be December 21st.
December 21st.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
It's the winter solstice.
Yes.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
I would have never known that off the top of my head.
I mean, it's June 21st for the longest day, and it's December 21st for the shortest day.
Hey, Ben, have you ever noticed that Jake just pulls names and dates?
I thought that was a pretty well-known thing.
Well, there's a lot of things that are well-known. Me and Sip did it.
What the breakers again, know
the,
that?
The parallel universe that we lived in, right. We did not spend a lot of time on this.
Sure. Understood.
Yes. We did not pick up on this.
I thought people knew that. This. Maybe no. They didn't, though. That's fine.
No.
It's okay.
We're just worried about things that bother me. Yes. Bugaboos.
That's right. A lot of those things in the world.
Oh,
this is
boy.
Proper.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy for Bill. Hey, the macaw is still in the tree. The ceramic macaw is still there. I wonder how it's attached. It's attached to the tree outside the ticket on O Street. You guys are surely in idle chit-chat sponsored by...
Newton's Lawn Care.
Going to Andrew. Address the cool-off.
We are. Yesterday was 102 degrees, I believe, the high. Now, like the next 10 days, we're in the low 80s to high 70s. So
that's glorious.
So we're talking about darker... It's dark outside, which is great for Bill. And the temperature will be at the max like 82 degrees today and the rest of the week.
You know what's fun? We went through, like I said, I'm the first person like, this heat, I can't take it. Then there was a time, like it said, like in Nebraska, I think it was like in the 30s, where it was over 100 degrees, like 40-some days. In the 30s. That was not better times,
by the way.
There's a picture of like in 1938 of like people sleeping on the lawn of the...
I saw that.
The people sleeping on the lawn of the Capitol.
I saw that on Facebook.
Because it was 100 degrees outside at night. No refrigerated air.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
so we don't have it that bad. But it did zap your energy level. And so it was so embarrassing to talk about when I played golf in that on Friday. What was embarrassing was the real dudes and ladies that are out working in this heat.
Yeah.
Working.
100.
Not playing golf.
No.
Working.
Yeah.
And how they deal with it. And then get
it.
Up and do it again the next day.
I do it.
Then you start thinking about what's it like living in Texas right now.
Same.
And that's what it was like being in Louisiana. It was just imagine the heat and humidity for just a much, much, much longer time. There was no break in it.
I mean, you didn't hear me complain. Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't complain about the heat. No,
no
you wore short pants, actually.
I'm a heat horse. Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. The human is very interesting from a psychology standpoint. Yesterday it was 103, but the knowledge that it was going to get cool made it so much more tolerable.
I would.
The human mind is fascinating.
We should study that.
You do.
You guys should be psychologists over here.
That's what a coach
imagine
is.
That. Imagine coming to see a little problem with some things going on like that. Well, go see Bill and Sip.
the psychologist experts.
Maybe perfect.
On. Where have you been?
The human mind is fascinating. It is.
And
yesterday, the heat, I was like... Eh. Going to be in about 4 hours, it's going to be 80.
Because you never look forward to like the days ahead weather wise. I'm surprised that you knew that.
Yeah, I knew. I heard
that's something
heard
you typically do.
Yeah, anyway, idle chit chat, weather, darkness,
everything's Bill, it's all turning up Bill here with that. With
it's
the darkness
all going
and
my way.
The weather coming
Bill, look
down.
Just look at outside.
I know.
It's completely pitch black.
It's dark.
That would. You remember how bad it freaked us out when we started our show and it was completely light out?
Yeah, it was weird. At 6 a.m., that's not right. That's not right.
You didn't like that at all.
No, I didn't like that at all.
It's a terrible mood.
But I was like you, Steve. I used to be a heat horse also. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Now, I still do things in it. Even yesterday, I was very active in it. But at the coaching part didn't bother me at all. And it was super hot. You just kind of got started and it was just didn't faze you. But it's just like, yeah, I'm become kind of a curmudgeon now. But I'm like, yeah, I'd like to.
You're still a heat horse. Once a heat horse, always a heat horse. I mean, come on. If you're just having that discussion, think about the days during the winter when it was minus 40. What would you rather have?
Give me this all day over that. All day, every day long. Forever and ever and ever.
Jake.
Everything switched with me with sugar. Sugar cannot take the heat.
Really?
When I walked her yesterday, I mean, it was a little bit later, so around 10 o'clock or so, 10, but that heat was already, it was cranked up. She does not do well in that. I mean, we're walking, and then she just stops, and this is, that's in it. That's it. She knows exactly where she's at in the walk. We just double back and go. I walked her last night like at 8:15. Could have went forever.
Okay.
Could have went forever.
Because it got cool.
In the winter, when I'd walk her when it would be whatever, you know, below zero, she'd just be laying in the snow, jump up, and just so happy. She just loves it. So I think that's part of my reasoning for that.
That's part of it. Yeah, okay. I get
that. Hey, real quick, if someone came by and this happened to you, what would you do? Pull over! Jake got arrested yesterday.
I didn't get arrested, but I did get
pulled. Jake got arrested.
I did not get arrested.
Is there a warrant?
There's a warrant right now. Are you part of the bank robbery that happened a couple mornings ago?
I was not part of the bank robbery a couple weeks days ago.
Are you a fugitive?
I'm not a fugitive. However, there was a very eventful night at Golf League on the way there and on the way back.
Did you get arrested on the way back, too?
I did not. On the way there, I was actually... I'm going to defend myself here. I thought that the road on Old Cheney was 60 miles per hour. It's actually 55. But I was going 62. So even in a 60, I was going 2 miles per hour over. And 7 miles per over is not egregious in a 55. I got pulled over for going 62 in a 55.
Did you have all your proper paperwork?
I did. I did have all the paperwork. It's all up to date. I was ready for it.
I was prepared.
Good job.
I got a warning. He was a very nice gentleman, the officer was.
Good job.
You know, this is my, people don't know this is a 55, just making sure you're aware of that. I said, thank you. I thought it was a 60, like dead serious. I thought it was. It's 55.
Are there 60s out there?
So he gave me.
Didn't know that.
There's a speed limit 60?
Every year, and they say it makes a new speed limit signs. How many 60s? Two.
It's 55. For some reason, forever it was a 60.
I've never seen a 60.
It's posted maybe one spot.
Yeah, Jake, I'm with you. I mean, with Steve. I've never seen a 60. Okay. I don't think they even
speed
exist.
Speed limit 60?
I was not lying. So I'm very honest. I thought this was a 60. And I just there's like one sign the entire road from 84th to Woodland Hills that says the speed limit. I must have missed it for years. Because it just said it's 55, apparently.
Wish they'd start doing odd numbers.
really confusing.
Speed limit 57.
So, 40. I got pulled over. I did not get a ticket. I got a warning. So, that was cool.
That's good.
I'm happy with that.
Good news.
And it's not even quota time. It's August 5th yesterday.
Yeah. Reverse quota. No, they started doing
that. They're trying to mess with us.
They went reverse quota. Hey, we're going to make our money up front.
That's right.
Let's get it up front.
Because they're not prepared.
Get it in the bank, then we can invest it. With Midplains Advisors.
Yeah, that's right.
It's tax-free app.
That's right. That's what they're doing, apparently.
Hey, you caught a break.
Yes,
I did. If I was going 70, he's giving me a ticket. You know, I was going what I thought two over in the limit I thought it was, and I was going seven over in the other limit.
To defend the officer, just not knowing is not a good answer.
Ignorance is not a defense.
Exactly.
Right. Thank
but
you.
I said, I know this is not going to help out if you give me a ticket, but I did think it was 60. So I tried to play that card.
Seatbelt was secure?
Everything was secure.
Good job.
You think he was a breaker?
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
I'm saying no idea who you were. I'm saying no on the breaker status there.
I'm saying right now 95% of the law enforcement, if they pulled you over, they'd know who you were.
Think so?
They would know.
This was not one of them. I'm going to say the 6% that did not know was this gentleman. But he was kind and...
What happened on the way back?
Well, it was before I left the golf course. This is going to be. I text you guys that I received a bit of gold before I left the golf course.
Yes, we did. This is the gold.
I am fairly confident you guys will feel the same way. Sip, don't feel bad if this name does not ring a bell, but I'm going to ask you a question. Does the name Jim Dill ring a bell in your head?
It does. It does ring a bell.
Okay.
100%.
Jim Dill has been playing in my golf league since day one.
Bowling.
Okay. 8 years.
Bowler.
Jim Dill offered me in a very good condition, old article from March 22nd, 1992. I'm going to pass 19, this around.
This is incredible.
The article is titled, Being at Top of Hill is Just Fine with Dill. Did you write that headline?
Yeah.
Now,
read it again. Time out.
Okay.
Stop. Read it again.
The headline.
You have to catch it.
And
grab
Bill,
you.
Now, Bill is a big headline person.
I like headlines.
For Bill's Thrills.
Read it again.
I'm going to show it to the people.
Read it again.
Being at Top of Hill is just fine with Dill. Now,
you nailed it.
The reason why that he had to give this to me was, I'm going to pass this around, you guys. Look at Sip's picture. This is from 1992.
Is it the same picture?
How old are you in 92? You're in your 20s, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
you're in your late
28.
Okay. Look how young Sip is in this. Passing it around.
Well, he's 28.
I know, but he looks like he's 10. He's 10. That's a compliment.
Let me see.
That's a compliment. You were.
This is incredible. 1992.
look how young Sip looks in that picture.
Now,
look at that. Jim Dill Jr. Yeah, he's had 8 300 games, by the way. 8 300s in his life.
You know what freaked me out the most?
Whoa.
You said, look at Sip's picture. I was looking at Dill, and I go, that doesn't even look like.
Wait, that's not Sip.
That doesn't even look that's like him.
The wrong one.
Look at you, Sip.
Yeah, Jim Dill Jr.
That's right.
It's almost like your hair looks like it's permed.
Yeah, I got curly hair.
Yeah, curly hair.
Yeah, I had like a mullet back then.
Look how, that's such good shape.
I see why you have a lot of conversation with the ladies.
Yeah, you did.
I can see
it
now.
You could pull it off back then for sure.
If it would have been the same picture with the big collar, that would have been just.
Oh, I'm in best.
That would have been the best from 92. Ah, this is incredible.
So I thought
the Jim Dill.
He said, I've got to give you this article from back in the day. To make sure Sip sees it so he can see that it's still in great condition and that you can see how young he looked back in 1992.
Ben, I was writing a bowling column every Sunday.
I'm just so proud you remember the name. That's great.
Of course I remember.
Were you a dual reporter?
Yeah.
With the school newspaper also?
Yes. Journal Star? I worked simultaneously, but I had graduated in 92. I graduated in 90. But yeah, for a period I was working articles in both.
Would this been, or prior to, was this when you would answer the phone, sport?
Ooh, good question.
That was right during that period.
Time.
Because during this period is when I worked, I was mostly on the desk. I mean, most of, like if I worked 40 hours, 32 was desk, and then 8 was devoted to writing, like a bowling column. Then I would do this little thing called Sports Look that was just for kids. And it was just like on the Agate page, like the scoreboard page, or just a little breakout of some kid who did something good in the city. So that's all I did.
The headline one more time. Can you read that for us?
Bowling column was every Sunday. Yeah, so yes, Sunday, March 22nd. Being at the
say it again.
I didn't write that headline. It's a good one though.
It's not bad. It's really good.
Being at Top of Hill is just fine with Dill.
God, that's gold. It's gold.
This piece is not. It's in great shape for
92.
For 92,
keep that.
Laminated.
That's the original. But that's the original. That has to go back to Dill.
I'm giving it back to Dill.
Okay. Yeah, give it back to him.
I'm gonna take a picture of it and everything. But.
Yeah, the Dill family was big for sure in bowling. It was. They were frequent in my articles.
He looks so happy in that
picture.
Look at him too.
He does. Look at him.
Yeah, what happened?
Good headshot.
What happened?
What the
great headshot.
Anyway, yeah. This is important for Ben, because Ben, you're not going to probably just start an ESPN podcast at age 22. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to do some things that,
which is one of the things that's a little odd right now. People kind of expect to kind of start that way.
Yeah,
it's not. I graduated. I'd like to co-host. I'd like to be a co-host on ESPN.
Right.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many?
Get in line, buddy.
How about maybe answering the phones at the desk? How about that? Try
Sports.
That one out. Yeah.
The bowling thing. I just want to make clear to people. I loved writing that bowling column. Every I loved it. It was something I looked forward to. The bowling community in Lincoln was incredible. It was really big back then. There was 7 guys out on the tour. All of the centers had thriving leagues. They still might, for all I know. But it was not hard to write about. It was kind of fun.
Your lead was short. It was just,
what was the
Lincoln's
lead?
Jim Dill Jr. likes being a marked man.
That's good.
How about
that's
that?
Good.
Oh,
that's good. First, that grabs you. I'm going to finish reading that.
That's from 32 years ago.
I wonder
that
if
lead.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep reading the rest of this.
Do you think he had to, at some point in time, he had to have bowled at Madsen's?
Oh, I would say for sure.
Had to have bowled.
Yeah, the Dill family for sure, yes.
It would have bowled there.
Legends. The Madsons are huge, huge in the bowling community. Yeah. There's several of them. There's not just Sarah. There's several of them.
I don't think you would understand, because back then, I don't know if there was caller ID at that time yet or not. Not sure. But if me and Sip would have been friends, like you said, through high school, college, all those things. If I'd have known, if I'd been the same age as you, and I know you were answering the phone, I would have called 5 to 8 times a day and hung up just to make
sports!
You sports. And I'd start
My
laughing
friends
and hang
called.
Up.
My
I,
friends
and I would
called.
Start laughing and hang up. I would do it repeatedly.
Well, I had a friend that was a female that one time she called in as a coach for Omaha Duquesne and went through the whole spiel before she said, "This is Sipple. This is Chris.
No,
this is Chris."
No.
She was giving me the box score and everything.
That's the list. Yeah, yeah. That's what would happen.
I would make stuff up and call in. I would have called you every day. I would have called, just all this randomly. What are you going to do? I'm going to call Sipple down at the Journal Star. Watch
sports.
This. Sports. I'd have laughed. Oh, there's no doubt I would have done that.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time. Those were
better times.
Better times.
There is one last thing I have for Idle Chit
Chat. That's amazing. Jim Dill.
Jim Dill after that.
So Jim Dill plays in your league.
He's played in the league. Every year, it's been, I think, 8-9 years. He's been there every single
year. Now, was he
year.
a local?
Yes.
Or was he with the, you know?
Jim Dill lives on the golf course in Eagle. Yeah.
And his dad was very, a prominent leader in the bowling community. Mm-hmm. Jim Dill Sr. And he was very helpful. There were a few guys, his dad was really helpful mm-hmm. to me. Really helpful. I didn't know much about bowling. And those guys would help lead me through it.
Last thing for Idle Chit Chat, for me at least, is recall Friday we had the Sip Rap on the airwaves.
Yeah, which took
the world by storm.
It was the greatest show ever. Greatest segment.
I received a MP3 yesterday from a man named Connor. Not Omaha Cut, different Connor.
Connor.
Unknown. Yeah. Connor W.
Unknown Connor.
Connor W.
Connor Stallions.
Are you ready for this? Ready for this? Are you ready for this?
No, are we? No, what are you doing? This is not.
This is, the maturity level is so low, it's unbelievable. All right, here we go. We're just three players talking to the breakers. We're early every day. Hey, 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 hey. Our rivals, they may sneer, but we're always in your ear. You best get out the way. Hey, 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 hey. Even though we're average players, we've got a zillion breakers. O Street to Bombay.
Breakers.
Hey, 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 hey.
Steve Sipple reps.
There we go.
That was remarkable.
That's from Connor W.
There's a lot of talented people.
Someone spent the time.
Yes, there's talented people.
And most likely spent the time while at work. They did this while
that was,
they
that
were.
That was actually pretty good.
That was incredible. How
Steve Sipple reps. Yes.
Six A's. That was very important to me. That was
there's six A's in this.
Put that together pretty well.
That was well done.
And he did it at work, obviously, in his free time. Not even free time, just while he was getting paid by someone else. He's on their computer.
Maybe.
Probably so.
Pretty good chance, which makes me appreciate it way more.
Probably didn't take him long.
I don't think it did.
Seriously talented.
He spliced in some other things, though, from things you've said. Surprisingly good.
Connor, good job.
Nice job, Connor.
Good job. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's
a lot of idle chit-chat.
That was.
It's a lot.
That was.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We good? Move on? Anything
Move
else?
On. Sports.
Okay, that's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Hey, wow. What, Sip? What'd you say?
Oh, I'll bring it up later. Let's get to the poll.
Okay, the coaches poll is out for the upcoming football season in college football.
This is fun, Bill?
This is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I like polls.
Here's
people
why.
Always get mad. They always say, this nothing matters. Wait till week 9. No. You have to have a poll right away.
I like
several too.
Think about it. Just back up and think about this is just one of the signs that we're close. We're very close. We're very close to the fun. Here comes the poll. Now the AP poll will be out Monday. Mm-hmm. This came out. This is the coaches poll. Go ahead, Jake.
The top 10 in the coaches poll from yesterday. Georgia, number one, with 46 first-place votes, followed by Ohio State, number two, with 7
How about that,
first-place votes. What did we expect in that? Did we expect closer on that
closer,
or not?
Closer, right?
Well, not.
Come on.
Well, Ohio State all hinges on one thing, and that's the quarterback. They're probably as good as anybody or better. They're as good or better at almost every other position. And then the quarterback's kind of the part that makes it interesting that you don't know. But, yes, I see it. I mean, like I said, that's a loaded team, absolutely.
Hey, I didn't think Georgia would command that much of a lead in the first place votes.
Agreed.
46 I agree to 7? 46?
I thought I'd be tied with them in Ohio State.
But, Bill, they do have the best coach in the country.
He's really good.
Bill's going to throw hands over here.
Kirby.
Bill's going to throw hands.
That's not a negative to Kirby. No, I just pick Whittingham.
I respect that completely.
The poll after the top two, number three, Oregon. Number four, Texas. Number five, Alabama. Six, Ole Miss. Seven, Notre Dame. Eight, Michigan. Nine, Penn State. And 10, Florida State. That's your top 10 of the coaches poll from yesterday. Again, like you said, the big story is that it's pretty much dominance by Georgia. 46 of the 54 first place votes. Michigan, by the way, got a first place vote in this poll. They were eighth overall, but they had a first place vote. Michigan did.
That's kind of crazy with the loss that they've had.
I'm not sure about that, why this happened. But
that's as low as Alabama.
Where was Oregon again?
Oregon is third. Okay. They are third. They're ahead of Texas, right behind Ohio State.
Oregon.
Think about that. The Big Ten added four teams, and one of the teams they added is number three.
Number three.
And really, it's kind of a pick-em between them and Ohio State because they kind of have the quarterback advantage. But they're going to play each other. So that's for the Big Ten. Just to have two right there, that's very, very good for the league.
Speaking of newcomers to the Big Ten, you mentioned Oregon number three. USC chimes in at number 23 after they lose Caleb Williams. They had not a great year for their standards. They're 23rd still. Washington not ranked. They would be 26th. They're the first team receiving votes of the new teams in the conference. And that's the newcomers. UCLA obviously not ranked in these rankings, but three of the four are right there.
A couple other things. Mississippi's number six ranking is the highest preseason ranking for the Rebels in the coaches' poll since 1970.
Wow.
Wow. 70. Now, Lane's got it rolling. Does Lane, he has mass?
He must have mass.
Alabama, that's the lowest. Alabama's at five. That's the lowest they've been in the preseason poll since 2009.
And they're fifth.
They're fifth.
Wow, what a terrible ranking for them.
And right now, no one would be surprised if they're deep in the playoffs. If they're in the national championship game, whatever, no one would be surprised. It wouldn't be like, well, I don't have that happen.
No. It's Bama.
I mean, in fact, I'd be shocked if it didn't. I'd be shocked if it didn't.
If what?
I think Milroe will take off this year.
He
came around as a quarterback. DeBoer's really good. He's a year older. He's seen that just experience, what that does for you.
And he can run.
I mean, you just look at the difference between a Joe Burrow, between who had a very good year and then a ridiculous year. The year was, it's quite different going into your next year when you've been that guy. Remember last year, he went through all kinds of stuff last year.
Yeah,
he got South Florida. He didn't even play. Remember, they barely won that game at South Florida. And all of a sudden, how
didn't
far
he get benched?
He did. He didn't even play in the game. He didn't even play. And it came back to
like
be
17,
came
three,
back
wasn't
to
it?
Be the guy.
And he hit that pass against Auburn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On fourth down,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How about that, though? They throw the pass. Probably one of the most iconic catches in the history of Alabama football. You know, because it's in the Iron Bowl. And then the receiver now is at Texas.
Don't get me started.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
I mean it's one of those things. Like talk about a catch. Yeah. That's a catch.
Yeah, you're right. Iconic.
It's fourth and 31.
College football in 2020.
It's fourth and 31.
One team outside the Power Four ranked. One team outside the Power Four conferences. Notre Dame.
At number seven. I mean, yeah. High ranking.
They
for
are
Dame.
A very good team.
Notre Dame's
a very good team. But I saw they lost an offensive lineman to a torn his pec. and their starting tackle. So that's it.
This is the
time of
year. I
don't care where you're at. Anyone gets hurt, it's a problem.
Oh, this time of year is when it starts, right? Yeah. Although it's a little early. Have they been in pad? I wonder if they've been in pads.
Yeah, a lot of things don't even you know require that to happen. So, like I said, but that's always the right away that there's going to be injuries in this sport.
Yep.
That's just part of it.
Yep.
And if you don't do something to get your team ready to play, and you just go with the theory of just like we're just gonna put them in a bubble wrap, we're gonna get to the season, and you've not done things at the proper tempo and speed that has to be done to understand what it's like on game day, then that will cost you even more. And so there's always that part where like, well, what were the coaches doing? What happened? What kind of drill was it? No, things happen. Because we did drills that were much more difficult back when I first started coaching and even playing. It was like, I mean, there were some things that were just like, what? And got through it just fine.
Oh yeah,
got through it just fine. So you're gonna read from now on out. I saw someone, there was a knee injury, I think, to a starting DB at Tennessee for the season. He'll be out. You'll start reading about almost daily about someone getting hurt in a top 40 team.
It's camp.
It's just the way
it's
it
camp.
Works.
Camp. That's all. I've covered those camps for 30 years at Nebraska, and there's all Bill. They're usually defined by critical injuries.
Oh, absolutely.
And when Pliny was the coach, it was defined by critical injuries and him becoming so tense that he would kick people out, and it was crazy. But anyway, but yeah, it'll happen at Nebraska. There'll be key players that drop. That's the way it is. And Bill's exactly right. That's just part of it. Attrition is part of football. And you can't throw up your hands. You manage it. Coaches are paid a lot of money to manage it. Manage it. A
couple teams on the rankings here that are typically higher than this, an unusual year of rankings. Clemson's at 14.
Mm-hmm. What do you say about that?
I mean, it's probably about right where they should be. But again, you're used to Clemson for years being a top five team in college football. 14 is, I mean, it's nothing to
they made
to
the playoffs.
Cry about,
they made the playoffs four or five years in a row.
Right.
Maybe six. Was it 6 years in a row they made the playoffs? It was an incredible number.
It was a great run they had. So again, they're ranked right in the middle, which is a good spot to be. But traditionally, you see them in the top 10. Oklahoma 16. That's pretty low for them where they usually are at in the rankings.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
Pretty low, but they have an all-new offensive line. They have a rookie quarterback. I don't know how this is going to look for Oklahoma. I think it's going to be tough. I think I'm in the minority in this room, but I'm not. Oklahoma.
You think I'm pushing back?
Oh, I mean, no, not necessarily a lot, but I think now what they say is, yeah, we have a new offensive line, but these are dudes. I mean, I'm sure they are. It's just interesting in the college football world now where when you have that, because so many years we talk about, man, if you can get continuity, and Milt was big on that, having guys play together for multiple years. Now Colorado has an all-new offensive line, all new pieces. Oklahoma, all new pieces on their offensive line. And you just expect, okay, it's got to work. But it defies convention in a way. Like, it defies our conventional thought. Wouldn't you rather have a bunch of guys who have played together?
Oh, absolutely. That will be difficult. The most difficult part for Texas and Oklahoma is going to be before they played each other, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they were one of two. They were the two big logos. And generally, when the teams jogged out, maybe the end result wasn't always in their favor, but they were the most talented teams.
Yep.
They really were. They were the most.
They looked good. Yeah.
They were good looking teams.
Yeah.
Where now the difference is going to be where all of a sudden Oklahoma maybe go through a stretch of playing Texas Tech, West Virginia.
They'll look good.
All these teams that they would play, they're all obviously very good teams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like playing A&M.
No. Nope.
LSU.
Nope.
Florida. Back to back to back to back to back. It's going to be that will be different. That's just going to be a different feel for when they go into that. With what
every week
it's going to be hard. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be a fascinating
have fun
thing
with
to
that.
Watch. When you watch the SEC,
that's why Lincoln Riley took off.
Yeah,
now he's not, but now he's here. In it too.
Yeah.
You know, it wound back on him. I think that's why he took off. He knew.
Could be.
If you look at the top 10, would you guys agree that Michigan, despite being the defending champions, are they the one that's probably the most likely to not be in the top 10 when all is said and done? I'll remind you of the top 10. The teams are this: Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Michigan, Penn State, Florida State. Yeah. We walked through their schedule, the issues they have right now with everything going against them. I would almost be stunned if they end up being a top 10 team when the season's over.
I would agree with that. I did hear a pundit yesterday talk about Michigan, but went over in great detail who they lost. Mm-hmm. But then he kept saying, they're really good.
On defense?
He goes, they're really good.
So they're loaded.
He said, they got a lot of players. He said, they were deep, deep, deep. And there was guys not playing that now have grown up some. So he goes, don't just close your eyes on them. He said, I think right now the biggest issue they have going is just that everything else is a distraction.
The
distraction is, you say, oh, it's not a distraction. It's a distraction. When I listened to a show yesterday, which I told you that I listened to a show on XM, a podcast on there, and they spent their 3-hour show, 2 hours and 45 minutes on the allegations.
Okay.
The whole show was based on basically the Michigan allegations and what everyone thought of it. They took callers. My point is that story is big.
Yeah, and it's a new head coach. It's not a veteran head coach that might be able to withstand
it. The difference is, you have to remember, when they put this, a lot of times they say, well, you know, he was 3-0 or 4-0, whatever it was, as a head coach and that. Harbaugh coached him all the way up until they got off the bus to walk in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
He was there all week.
Yeah.
There'd have been a difference if they said, Harbaugh suspended, cannot be in the facility, cannot have contact with the team. He was there all the way, basically, until all of a sudden he was probably at the team hotel, and the team went to the stadium, and then he went home.
I don't care if you're running a quick shop. If it's the first time you're the boss, there's adjustment.
Absolutely.
I mean, and he's running Michigan. Yeah.
And also, he's also the number one named person in the investigation.
Great.
So it's not like, well, I have nothing to do with this. Well, last year you did, and you were suspended for a violation during COVID. And then now we have this other one where you're involved.
You deleted 53 messages from Connor Stallions. It's a bad look, and it will be a distraction. And like I said, I think if you're Jim Harbaugh and you're a seasoned head coach, really seasoned, you might be better equipped to weather the storm. But Sharon Moore, even under perfect circumstances, no NCAA investigation, nothing like that, it would have been tough for him.
Absolutely. And you're coming off of an ultimate heater. They just had a year of years.
Three straight Ohio State wins.
Even as people
15-0.
With the last six games, the sign stealing had been called out. So everyone had changed everything. You'd have to feel pretty confident that there wasn't a lot of things that Michigan knew in advance or what was going on. And they bludgeoned everybody.
They did. Well, Jake, you remember that game on September 30th in Lincoln?
I do. I also remember they didn't pass the ball in the second half against Penn State.
Yeah,
they ran the entire second half of the game and just pulled away.
Do you know what a flex that is?
That's one of the biggest flex there ever is.
Zero passes.
And that
zero
was
passes.
In Happy
zero.
Valley.
Yes.
It was on the road.
Wide out.
They went in there and never passed in the second half.
They pulled away.
Ben, do you understand what that... That's just seismic.
Imagine after about the 20th in a row, what do you think they're going to do? I think they're going to run it.
We're not going to stop them
either. We can't stop it.
Doesn't matter.
It's a bad feeling.
Yeah, they were a bear. They were a bear that game where you guys played them in Ann Arbor. They were a bear. They were a bear. I mean, those running plays where you kind of shrug your shoulders, quorum left, quorum right. Well, he got five, then he got six, then he got six, then he got five, then he got six. I mean, you just can't. There's this 5 and 6, 5 and 6, 4, 5, 6, 7. What do you do? They're just moving the line of scrimmage. There's nothing you can do. I mean, remember how they moved the line of scrimmage? That's what I remember the most. Like, oh, God, they're moving it every time. I mean, am I wrong?
No.
They were moving.
They don't have negative plays.
I was wrong.
They move forward every time.
They were moving a damn line.
They must
of scrimmage.
Work pretty good because they rushed for like 300-some yards against Ohio State.
Right. It's no commentary on Nebraska.
Yeah.
They're really good. They're crazy up front. I mean, and Corum is a bear. He's a bear. I mean, he's a tough runner behind an incredible offensive line. Yeah.
So, they're ranked eighth in the preseason. I think we all expect them to not be
there. Well, I guess the Bills got me half convinced that we could be wrong on that tape.
I think the schedule being so different. mean, yeah. They're playing Texas.
And Fresno State out of the gate.
And Fresno right out of the gate.
They have an actual non-con for the first time in a couple years.
Yeah.
You don't want to play Fresno.
No, you don't.
You don't. I would say this, the physicality will take over and they'll be able to control it. And they're so good on defense. So they'll be all right. And then Fresno State also lost their head coach right after days.
That's right.
And so so they're going through. That's not the same there either. It's just a different vibe there. But it'll be I would highly anticipate a game that will be worth watching.
Texas, Michigan. Think about Texas.
Locked into that one.
Texas getting off the bus right now. How do you think that looks?
Very good.
Ooh.
Number four preseason.
Like a pro team.
They're very good. Before we get to break, Sip, you didn't have any breakfast this morning. You just brought in coffee. You got to be hungry, right?
I am hungry.
You seem like you're hungry right
now. What would sound good to you, Steve?
Oatmeal.
I'd recommend you could probably get that at Early Bird.
I blew it.
I'm just going to say right now, if you go to Early Bird for oatmeal, have it as a side.
You messed up.
Because there's a lot of other things going on there that I don't think you want to. I don't think oatmeal is what you want
to
lead with
at the
bird.
That'd be an appetizer for you, Early Bird.
Yes, so for an appetizer.
I'll have it on.
You could get breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which would be
smothered.
That's right. Cinnamon roll pancakes. Also, appetizers like hash holes.
Do it again, Jake.
That was a good one.
Hash holes.
Jesus. It's like a songbird.
It is. Yeah. It's. Oh, it just makes you happy to be down there. Oh, we got this big live remote coming up. They're expecting thousands.
You got a hell of a voice over there.
He does.
Thank you.
He does.
Breakfast cocktails for brunch. You know, you want a mimosa, you want a Bloody Mary, you can get
it. Sounds good right now. It is.
They've got six locations. They got three in Omaha, one in Lincoln. And again, the parking situation, unbelievable at 19th EK.
How much it cost?
Free. Zero. Free.
Is there only dollars. Is there only three parking spots, though, Jake?
I would guess there's at least 200 parking
spots. 200 parking spots. Yeah. They made it lot friendly. They made it lot friendly. It would have been great when Jake got pulled over if he just rolled his window down as the officer was walking up and just said, hash hole.
He would have got arrested for sure. Yeah.
I was going to give you a warning, but here's a ticket, sir.
They would have cuffed him.
They would have cuffed him.
What did you say? I said hash hole.
Not.
I didn't say the real thing. What if Jake's in cuffs? We're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Jake runs the show.
That'd be a bad thing.
Thank you, Jake.
Early Bird, 9th of the K.
The early bird gets
the pancake at Early Bird. When we come back, a situation at Kentucky. I want to discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big.